Seattle Times newspaper reporters who have been walking a picket line for the past 6 weeks may soon be back at their keyboards. About 800 newsroom circulation and advertising employees who will begin voting tomorrow on a new contract offer. The deal was struck after a U.S. senator got involved and helped orchestrate an all-night bargaining session on Capitol Hill. Paula Whistle of member station KPLU reports from Seattle.
Seattle Senator Patty Murray says she couldn't sit by and watch a bitter battle between the striking newspaper guild and the Seattle Times turn into a protracted war. Workers at the other city's daily had also been on strike, but they settled with their employer, the Post-Intelligencer. Murray feared the continued standoff at the Times would be disastrous.
I really like having two newspapers. I like the diversity of opinion. I think it's good for all of us, and I thought that was important to be able to maintain.
She brought the publisher of the Seattle Times face-to-face with the head of the Communications Workers of America, the parent union of the striking newspaper guild. Then she jokes she did what any good mediator does.
If you don't let them use the restroom and you don't feed them, eventually you get there.
The proposal, which both sides agree is the last best hope to quickly resolve the strike, reveals compromises made by both sides. The newspaper had been threatening to lay off 10% of its workforce because of the strike and wanted to give priority for the remaining jobs to strike replacement workers and to employees who crossed the picket lines. In addition, it said it could take up to a year for strikers to be rehired. Under the new proposal, the Times will keep the replacement workers on but move them into non-union jobs, possibly as telemarketers. According to Seattle Times spokeswoman Carrie Coughlin, it will also give the company only 6 months to bring all strikers back, and she says it probably won't even take that long.
We will see the majority of people back at work very quickly, and it will depend then on how quickly the company grows back, how quickly we're able to build back our full circulation and revenue.
Coughlin says there will be some downsizing, but it will now be done by offering an attractive early retirement plan rather than through layoffs. While the union did get a more palatable back-to-work plan, it got very little else. Negotiators acknowledge that financially, the proposal isn't much different than the one they went on strike over. It's still a 6-year rather than a 3-year contract, and the proposed pay raise hasn't changed from the $3.30 an hour over 6 years workers had said was too little. Still, negotiators are recommending approval. Strikers, they say, are weary. Warming herself at a burn barrel in front of the Seattle Times, business reporter Tricia Duryea confirms that.
I'll vote for it mainly because I want to go back to work, and I think lots of people are feeling like they're in the same situation. Whether it's a contract worth running for, I think that's still up in the air for a lot of people.
But some strikers, particularly lower-paid circulation and advertising department workers, say they'll vote no. They say it's worth staying out longer to get better wages. Whatever happens, Seattle Times sports columnist and union spokesman Ron Judd believes the union has accomplished something by the strike.
Well, we don't know who or what we're going to be dealing with here 6 years from now when this contract expires. But we do know that we walk into negotiations with the Seattle Times now knowing that we have the ability to ask for and get some respect.
The vote on the contract will be announced Monday afternoon. For NPR News, I'm Paula Whistle in Seattle.